controlar o volume. Tá.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for waiting. Welcome to the teleconference for Eletrobras to disclose the results about the first quarter of 2016. We would like to inform that all participants will be listening to the teleconference during the presentation, and afterwards, we will have the Q&A session when greater instructions are going to be given. We would like to remind you that this presentation is in PowerPoint in the site with the investors in Eletrobras site. Before we begin, we would like to talk about the declarations that can be made during this teleconference that have to do with the business perspectives of the company. Projections and the financial objectives, they are according to the board of Eletrobras, as well as the information available for the company. Future considerations are not guarantees of performance because they involve uncertainties and risks. Therefore, they depend on whatever can happen. The investors should understand that the general conditions and other operational factors can influence the results in these considerations. Now I'd like to pass the word on to Mr. Armando Casado de Araújo, the Financial Director and of Relations with Investors. Mr. Armando, good afternoon, please.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to, first of all, thank you for your participation. To start this teleconference about our results of the first quarter of 2016 that were disclosed on the 11th of April on Wednesday. As you have already known, seen our results, as well as if you have any questions, and you have already asked our Department of Relations with Investors. As we usually have after every quarter, I'm now going to describe the main factors that influenced the results of the first quarter of 2016, and I will then be available for you to ask any questions. In the first quarter of 2016, just like in the previous year, we had many difficulties in the electrical sector, and definitely this is one of the largest generation and distribution of energy companies. As you know, as the analysts know, the evolution of the distribution market had a very important role in the results that we disclosed last Wednesday, and we also had these difficulties that influenced our results. I'm going to start with slide number three. This slide, as we already presented, actually it's slide number two. Eletrobras registered in the first quarter of 2016, 3.9 billion and losses of 10.3 billion that were registered in the fourth quarter of 2014, and with profit of 1.3 billion in the first quarter of 2015. It's the same period as this quarter. With regard to the results of the first quarter, this is represented in the first two columns of the slide. The main components I'm going to detail further ahead, but basically we highlight the operational provisions that represented losses of 3 billion, and also in the distribution companies, we had 1.2 billion in losses. Just these two values, they are higher than the amount of the loss in this period. Further ahead, in slide number six, we're going to see the composition of these accounts in terms of operational provisions. In slide number three, I have three variables, and two of them influenced two variables. There are two that influenced the results of this period, and it's exactly what I just talked about. We have the provisions, judicial provisions, 2.8 billion, And then we have the distribution area. There's $1 billion there, and the energy that has $868 billion. In slide number 4, we show you the gross operational revenues. There was a reduction of 27% with regard to the fourth quarter of 2015, going from 11.3 to 8.3 billion. And this was influenced by the deconsolidation of Seogi in the first quarter of 2016. So during 2015, we consolidated Seogi, and now, because of the alienation process, we are going through this deconsolidation, and definitely we have the components that are involved in each group of accounts in the company according to the results. And also because of the revenues in terms of relations, so in the short term, the price has gone down, and therefore our energy has been giving us less revenues compared to the previous year and the fourth quarter of last year as well. So this is the first time in terms of comparing to the fourth quarter of 2015, we've had a negative variation at 318 million reais, and basically we have the commercial pricing, and we have the rates from the commercial price and industrial goods, and this is influenced by the methodology used and also the variation of the dollar. Now, in terms of the distribution segment, we have a reduction compared to last year. This contributed to the lowering of the revenue, and I already talked about the deconsolidation of CELG-D because of the approval of the sales of the participation of Eletrobras, the shares of Eletrobras in the distributor as agreed upon in the meeting number 164 that was done on the 28th of December 2016. Now, in slide number 5, I am presenting the first quarter of 2016. We have our expenses, personnel expenses, also for material and services. It was 14.3%, so 2.836 million. That was in the fourth quarter of 2015, compared to 1.988 million in the first quarter of 2016. So we have 23.8% difference in these numbers. In slide number 6, I show you the provisional operations of the company, which is about 3 billion, out of which 9 billion have to do with the provision of the compulsory loans that I'm going to explain probably during the questions. And finally, in this brief presentation, I presented in the first quarter of 2016, we have 2 billion, which is negative, and then we have 3 billion, which is about the compulsory loans at this time, and this is not something that has been effectively transformed into an obligation. So we're going to have an EBITDA of about 1 billion reais. So with this very brief presentation, but considering that we have already studied all of these issues in the report, I prefer to make this time productive in this conference, so I'm available to answer any questions you may have. So we will now start the Q&A session. So if you want to ask a question, please do star. Or if you want to remove the question, just say star 9. First question from Mrs. Carolina Carneiro from Santander. Mrs. Carolina, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I have two questions. First of all, I'd like you to update the complement to what you presented in terms of results and the communication from the market about the discussions from Seogi and the presentations, what kind of spaces are being taken up by the company, and when we're supposed to have an answer from Seogi about the order that you presented. And the second question is if you can update a little bit about the CELG process, because we saw the press saying that maybe we would have a new discussion about the amounts involved because of the sale of these assets. But just to have an updated value from you to see what is actually the amount involved, where we're at, and if you have to reevaluate the sales value. So that's it. Thank you. All right, Carol, thank you. Now, with regard to the filing of our 2014-2015 numbers. Definitely I got this last year in the stock exchange. I had contact with ASEC as well, and I had a relevant fact that was communicated, and also in our situation, considering our situation in SECI and the stock exchange. And basically we're doing everything we can so that we do not remove the company from the listing, because this process, we explained the whole process and I reported this myself, this whole process we're going through, this is something that has never happened in Eletrobras, and, you know, we're having investigations done and we don't really have this investigation concluded, and we are in a situation that is exceptional in terms of the filing of 20F with qualification, and qualification that is gradual as we develop this investigation process. And we also have a very tight deadline, and that's why we were not able to file the process, but what we have is that we have to have a suspension just to start the negotiation in the New York Stock Exchange. And with this suspension, we start a process of cancellation of the registration, and this demands a certain amount of time. And we are working very strongly. We had a meeting today with our board, and we worked to be able to, through this period, try to conclude or to work on the conclusion or on an acceptable conclusion, so that we will be able to, during this period, work with the hypotheses of filing this listing. So without concluding this investigation itself. Now, considering a CELG, okay, there's more important information that I would like to give you, Carol, considering what you want to know. We do not have in our bonus contracts where we have our resources, we do not have any default clauses. So our contracts do not have express default clauses or in terms of the maturity of debts. So all the contracts we have are related to our statements, our financial statements, and we file them here in Brazil, and they are duly filed. So I think it's something that does not provide us with any impact in terms of maturity deadlines for this process, in terms of debts. Now, about CELG, we are still working very strongly. We have not worked with any values. We are working with the agenda, and we want to finish it this year. Okay, thank you very much. Once again, I'd like to remind you that if you want to ask any questions, you have to press star 9. So, Ms. Carolina Carneiro? Okay, so just taking advantage of the fact that nobody else asked questions, I'd like to ask for another update, but now with regard to RBSE, we know that we still have a lot of questions about how the accounting of these receivables will be, so I'd like you to give us, you know, as far as you know, or what you have up to now, when we would be able to see the accounting of RBSE and what kind of impact this can have in terms of your results, especially with regard to those discussions that we know already existed about the impact of the taxes and the discerning of the impact for the company. Thank you. Carol, if you see our balance, you can see that it's number 47 of subsequent events, and we already registered what was approved by ANEEL for Eletrocine and for Furnas. But we have a meeting with Dracon this week that is going to, and Dracon is going to close a document for us to be able to start our discussions with the agency, with ANEEL. And then we have our estimation of this amount for the company. So there's a part that has already been registered in the book and an example of these subsequent values. So the amount of Eletrosul is 15.3 million. It was 1.07 that was approved. And the updating, we still have divergences about that, but it's going to be seen by ANEEL or approved by ANEEL in this meeting that we're going to have in a public hearing. So it's 1,077 with 764 of updating. I'm going to receive 1,771 compared to 513. This difference is what I'm going to appropriate as an asset for the company. And this company asset is there. It is being placed in the articles of incorporation, and it is known for this condition, and because of this condition, it works as if it were a financial asset. And because it's a financial asset, we can deal with it. How we usually deal with financial assets is basically we have different taxes that are paid because it is like a provision, and when you amortize this value of an asset for the profit and what is done in the internal revenue, we have to do a different type of taxing. And this would lead the company to be taxed by the IRS that is recognized during that period. Okay. So basically, this is the condition involved. But now we depend for this to be recognized. This is what we're talking about with Indracon. The auditors are coordinating this meeting so that we can deal with this correctly, and at least, you know, that's probably what is going to be followed. Okay, thank you. Next question. Ms. Virigiana from Santander. Ms. Virigiana, please. Good afternoon. My question is about ANEEL and rule number 3 and the irregularities involved in IGE. So I would like to know, looking at the balance of Eletrobras, and how much time do you have to discuss this when we talk about what ANEEL did last week? Virigiana, first of all, Eletrobras disagrees with this position of ANEEL, and we have 1.8 million, which is the differences between the assets and liabilities. That was 1.8, and we recognize this amount as an obligation in case the distributor had a positive result. And since the money was used for this acquisition, it would be given back in this amount. So this is not being recognized by it. And the other issues, the company is actually going to take the necessary measures and legal measures to be able to go against the value that was, that they came up with. And do you have a deadline for this? Because basically it says it's 90 days. No, because if there is any need, we're going to do some legal action against this. I'd like to remind all the guests that if you have a question, please just dial *9. Okay, so we are going to close the session, the Q&A session. And we're going to pass the word back to Mr. Armando Caso de Araújo for his comments. Mr. Armando, please. All right, so I would like to thank everyone who participated in this teleconference. And I think we have some important points that can bring better results to the company, like, for example, the organization and with regard to the concession of the distributors, the compulsory loan itself that we are trying to provide all the values for, but they are not being executed yet. They are quite far from this process, and this can open up a pathway for us to be able to work with smaller amounts in terms of provisions. And also salary is an important issue. So I think these are points that deserve to be considered, and definitely these adjustments will make us get better results in the future and also in a short amount of time. So I'd like to thank everyone. And I am available, my whole team is available at Eletrobras if you have any kind of additional explanation you may need. Have a good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. So we are now closing the teleconference of Eletrobras. Thank you for your participation and have a great afternoon.